Well, good morning, everybody. It's just past 5 o'clock in the morning for me. I'm on my own on a night watch at the moment here on Pelagic Australis. We're 4,126 nautical miles on our Southern Ocean passage from Cape Town to Stanley in the Falklands. It's been a really good trip so far, and I just thought I'd let you know what it's like to be on watch, really, on Pelagic Australis. As you know from previous posts, she's the boat that I sail to Antarctica on. She's a big 63-ton brute of a boat. She's made of aluminium. She's got a liftable keel, which is the bulbous bit at the bottom, which keeps the boat upright. And that keel lifts up when we're in uncharted waters, when we nudge the bottom, so it doesn't get damaged. She's got quite a short rig, so that's the mast. Because of the strong winds in the Southern Ocean, she'd get overpowered if it was 20% bigger, which is what it should be of her her length, which is over 70 foot. We've just got three reefs in the main because there's only 7 knots of wind. I can see that because the instruments in front of me, the brand new Raymarine fancy instruments that have been given to Skip, my boss, the famous sailor, well, gratis because he's such a well-known sailor, tell me that there's only 8 knots of wind up the Garry Glitter, up the Chough. And it's coming from, well, it's easterly, basically. Oh, no, there's only 1 knot of wind now, so that's why we've got the iron mizzen or the donkey on, commonly known as the engine. We're on about 1,200 revs, and we're doing 9 knots. And we've got 1 knot of tide behind us, so it's been a really, really quick crossing, actually. Mag's made some very good tactical decisions to get here quickly. On the way, we've seen 20 mini orcas, which is remarkable. It's been shorts weather for 20% of the time. I managed to get myself a bit of a tan, which is good. And during that time, we went swimming in about thousands of metres of water. Magnus diving from the coach roof, knife in mouth. Well, okay, no knife, but you get my drift. And what else has happened? Oh, just countless beautiful examples of the fantastic planet that we live in, I suppose. Wandering albatross swooping and swishing in the bow wave, the foamy bow wave. Petrels, snow petrels, these tiny little birds, little white and black spotted birds, remind me of my Appaloosa pony Tiffany from days gone back. And seals, whales, humpback, minke, and just the most sublime sunsets and sunrises you can imagine. We've had really good wind on the way, mostly behind us, and done some really good sailing, actually. I'm just going to take you outside because I'm on my own. I go outside every 5 minutes and have a look at the weather, have a look around me, have a look how the sails are doing. I mean, there's no boats out here because it's known as the hole, the Southern Ocean. Nobody goes there. But I'm just going to walk up through the watertight door and outside. It's pretty cold. You can see the mist of my breath, and just behind us, beyond the radar going round and round, is the most beautiful kind of crescent moon. It's shrouded in foggy cloud, and it's absolutely lovely. Very cold, though. I'm just looking up at the sail. It's centred, so it's right in the middle of the coach house, and you can probably hear that's the boom gently rocking from side to side as the waves move us from left to right. If I just walk around, I'm not going to go forward because I haven't got my life jacket on. Nobody would know if I fell overboard. It's quite spooky, really. But I'm just looking up the side of the boat on the port side, and you can see the gleaming red port nav light. We've got all of our lights on because it's dark. I just thought I'd bring you out here because it's lovely. That noise that you can hear, it's a mixture of the water in the engine. I'm just holding on tightly to this big, very, very cold, ouch,